welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. If you are a new listener, we welcome you and pray that the Lord blesses you. I've been sharing, just starting really, too, out of the book of Haggai in terms of what is God doing in your individual life. We are all very different, and we're all in different situations in our lives, but God has seasons. There are appointed times, and this is a period of time in which the Lord, I believe, is increasing the anointing in our personal lives. We're going to have a new understanding of the Word of God. We're going to walk in a greater and higher revelation of the Word of God, and able, therefore, utilizing the weapons of our warfare, the spiritual armor, the Word of God, the faith of God that He has given us and is perfecting in us, He's the author and finisher of our faith, that we will be that mighty army, that glorious church without spot, stain, or wrinkle. And also He is bringing the body of Christ into unity, which is a wonderful thing. No amount of discussion, no amount of agreement or covenant can make that happen. The Spirit of the Lord has to bring His people together with a spiritual comprehension of His will, of His principles, of His ways, how He works. And having said that, once we lay hold of the mind of Christ, we will be in agreement, and there will be a beauty and a harmony, a cooperation working together, everyone unique and different, but flowing together. Just what can I give as an example? A symphony. There are many, many different instruments in a symphony. I'm not a musician, so I don't know a great deal, but there's many, many different kinds of even wind instruments. Everyone of those instruments have their particular sound, and they blend together by, say, a beautiful classical piece. They are all interwoven together to create a masterpiece of sound, like Handel's Messiah. Oh, my goodness. These are truly the work of the great creator. He inspires such great artists in terms of how they beautifully blend together. And can you just imagine what heaven's going to be like? Oh my goodness. If you don't have a good voice here, just relax and praise God, because we will all have a beautiful voice, I believe, blending together to worship God. Praise the Lord. At any rate, God has a plan for you, for His body. And as I referenced in the close of yesterday's broadcast, I shared a scripture found in Amos, the 3rd chapter, verses 7 through 8, which declares, "Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but He revealeth His secrets unto His servants, the prophets." Now, there is that which is the office of a prophet. But beloved, I trust you know your scripture well enough, the New Covenant and New Testament scripture, how God's people can flow together. Paul says we all could prophesy. Verse 8, let me read that. "The lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord has spoken, who can but prophesy. God is speaking, beloved, in these few verses about a ministry that He has given to the body of Christ, a ministry that challenges the work of the enemy. The lion has roared. What lion? The lion of the tribe of Judah. He's roaring in behalf of His people. And who will not fear is the arrogant, the proud. If they hear the voice of God. If, when they stand before him, they had better have repented of their sins, because our God is an awesome God, a fearful God. The Lord hath spoken, who can but prophesy? What does that mean? What is prophecy? Well, there are some denominations that, and this is indeed true, that prophecy is nothing other than an anointed word of God teaching or preaching of the will of God, of Scripture, of the Bible. And amen, that is absolutely true. The Bible is the word of God. It is God's heart. It's his plan for his people. But also, those of us who embrace, if you will, the full gospel, we understand God is not limited. Just as he spoke under the old covenant through the prophet, through the priest, through the priest, the prophet, and the king, the Holy Spirit came upon them. The difference in the new covenant is the Holy Spirit now comes in to dwell in the spirit of every born-again believer, every person who has accepted Jesus, who has declared Jesus indeed to be the Son of God, manifest in the flesh. That person, their spirit becomes alive, and they are born again, translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. But that prophetic word, such as speaking under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, let me just give an example. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, yea, I have put the word of faith in your mouth. I would you to declare the word of the Lord to those who have ears to hear, for I will bring those into your circle of influence. I will bring them in contact with you where you can speak forth my will, which is the word of God. That's an example. That's, though if you've listened for a period of time, that is the prophetic flow. And let me say, beloved, Paul says in Corinthians, we all can prophesy by turn. Everything is decent and in order, and always prophecy will coincide, will absolutely underline, emphasize the word of God. It's nothing far out. It's nothing departing from the truth of God's word and his character, how he works, his ways, and understanding. Again, that's why I'm just talking about spiritual principles. We got to understand the Lord and how he works. But he has given the prophetic word to all of us. Beloved, when you don't have to speak in the, quote, the prophetic utterance or King James English, you can just share what God's word is. If someone is burdened, you know, the Lord just wants to give you such a peace. If you'll just give your cares to him, if you will just allow the Lord to lift those heavy things upon your heart and mind, what is that? That's just a colloquial relating of cast your cares upon him because he cares for you, right? So I hope, I'm taking time. I did not intend to go in this direction, but I'm trusting you will hear God's heart for you, that he wants you to speak the word of the Lord. That's basically what prophecy is, whether it's anointed utterance or whether it's speaking his word. It's just that simple. What is prophecy? Speaking the word and the will of God. There's no contradiction between the will and the word. Amen. So, what was Amos saying? The Lord hath roared. Hallelujah. Who will not fear? The Lord has spoken. In other words, when we hear and grab a hold with the love of the word of God, how can you hold back? How can you but not share the word of God? He's speaking of the ministry he's giving to his body in the earth. A ministry, beloved. And for you, that I'm including you, not just fivefold ministry, not just the preacher speaking to his congregation or the evangelist to the multitudes that are coming to hear. No, he's speaking to each of us. He wants to feed his people, those who are hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Beloved, if Satan rises up against you, the Holy Spirit is going to roar as a lion against the work of Satan. You belong to God. Of course, you're going to have opposition. We will have trials. We will be withstood by the enemy. He'll fight every time, every real gain in the Lord, every forward movement in your God. Satan's going to oppose you, but But you are beloved to stand your ground. Be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might, and you can't fail. When Satan would try to obstruct you, would try to hinder you, you can use the word of God even as Jesus demonstrated. When after that 40-day fast, he was hungry. There were three temptations shared at that point in time. But in every case, he told Satan, "It is written, be gone," basically. That's the offensive weapon of our warfare. And beloved, you can stand in the strength of the Lord. You can stand in power. The Lord is in you, beloved. Christ is in you, the hope of glory. You can challenge the attack of Satan in the name of Jesus and in the power of the Holy Ghost. God has given you power, beloved. I have more to share, but we're going to go on a little bit of a different tack tomorrow's broadcast. But basically, I want you to hear the word of the Lord that was coming to the people of God through Haggai. Be strong and work. Hallelujah. And that's what the word of the Lord was. For I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Whatever your station in life, whatever your area of influence and authority and leadership, whether it's just in your family or your neighborhood, let's pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, I take authority over every work of darkness that would keep your beloved from moving on in you. I take authority over the hindrances. I take authority over that tormenting spirit of fear in Jesus' name. I take authority over sickness. I take authority over emotional battles, depression, discouragement. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and I command deliverance in the name of the Lord. I praise you, and I thank you for it. Amen and amen. Well, my time has just flown, and we are going to continue on in this message about what God is desiring to do to anoint you, to strengthen you as never before, and to bring a unity in the body of Christ. Pray for that as you pray together. We've had divisions too long. We've had infighting. Churches have fallen apart. There have been church splits. That's not God's will, beloved. Let us pray for the fruit of the Spirit, willing to be long-suffering, patient, forgiving one another, that we can preserve the bond of peace in the unity of Christ. I love you. The announcer is going to give your contact information. If the Holy Spirit's moving on you, I really urge you to obey Him. Note down that contact information. Why? Because He has a purpose. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.